Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Bold Return to Giving a Damn One Farm, Six Generations, and the Future of Food is a memoir and agricultural manifesto by Will Harris, the owner of White Oak Pastures in Georgia. The book traces his transformation from a conventional commodity cattle farmer who relied on industrial inputs to an advocate for regenerative agriculture and what he calls radical traditional farming. Rather than presenting itself as a technical handbook, it uses family history, farm economics, and observations about land stewardship to argue that food systems should restore soil, respect animals, and strengthen rural communities. The title signals both Harris's blunt style and the book's central concern, the gap between cheap industrial food and its hidden ecological and ethical costs. It is aimed at readers who want to understand where food comes from, why conventional agriculture has long-term consequences, and what a more durable farm system might look like. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from commodity cattle to regenerative farming through radical traditional practice. The book's most important arc is Harris's shift away from conventional, input-heavy ranching toward a system designed to work with natural processes. He does not frame this as an abstract ideology, but as a practical response to the failures he observed in industrial agriculture. Radical traditional, his phrase for this approach, captures the idea that older, integrated farm patterns can be more resilient than modern simplification. The explanation matters because Harris is not arguing for nostalgia alone. He is describing a business and ecological model that attempts to rebuild soil fertility, diversify production, and reduce dependence on chemicals, antibiotics, and other external fixes. This transformation gives the memoir its structure and also supplies the book's core argument: agriculture becomes more sustainable when farmers stop treating nature as a machine to control and start treating it as a system to cooperate with. Secondly, the hidden ecological and ethical costs of cheap industrial food. Harris repeatedly challenges the assumption that low prices at the grocery store mean food is inexpensive in any real sense. The book argues that industrial agriculture shifts major costs away from the buyer and onto soils, waterways, animals, farm workers, and future generations. This is one of the book's most persuasive ideas because it connects everyday consumption to broader environmental damage without relying on abstract warnings. Cheap food can appear efficient while masking debt in the form of degraded land, fragile supply chains, and diminished animal welfare. Harris's critique is not only moral but economic systems that depend on heavy external inputs often become less stable over time, especially when energy prices, climate stress, and market volatility rise. By making readers confront these hidden costs, the book reframes food choices as part of a larger public and ecological accounting problem. Thirdly, White Oak Pastures as a working case study in farm diversification. The memoir is grounded in White Oak Pastures, the Harris family farm that became the laboratory for his transition. Its importance is that it shows regenerative agriculture as an operational system rather than a slogan. Instead of relying on one commodity stream, the farm moved toward a more diversified model that integrates different species and uses each part of the enterprise more deliberately. That diversification is central to the book's logic because it spreads risk, improves resource use, and creates a farm structure that is less dependent on a single market or production method. Harris presents the farm as a place where ecological goals and economic survival must coexist. This practical framing gives the book credibility. It is not simply saying that better farming is desirable, but showing how a family business can attempt to reorganize itself around soil health, animal well-being, and long-term viability. Fourthly, a multi-generational family history that explains changing American agriculture. Although the book is driven by Harris's present-day agricultural philosophy, it is also a family memoir about six generations of farming. That historical layer matters because it situates one farm's evolution within the larger story of American agriculture. The family narrative illustrates how farming culture has moved through different eras of labor, technology, market pressure, and scale. And it helps explain why the modern commodity model became dominant. By placing his own choices inside this longer inheritance, Harris avoids treating farming as a set of isolated personal decisions. Instead, he presents it as a social and historical practice shaped by what each generation believed was necessary to survive. This gives the book more depth than a simple conversion story. It shows how agricultural systems are transmitted, how habits harden into norms, and how difficult it is for a farmer to change course once an industrial model has become embedded in family and regional life. Lastly, a manifesto for reconnecting consumers, land, and rural communities. The book is also a call to close the distance between eaters and the people who produce their food. Harris argues that modern consumers have been separated from the land, labor, and animal husbandry behind what they buy, and that this distance allows harmful systems to persist. His solution is not merely better labeling or moral preference, but a deeper reconnection to place and production. That means knowing farmers, understanding farm practices, and accepting that ecological responsibility may require paying more for food that is produced differently. The book links this consumer awareness to rural renewal, suggesting that prosperous farms can support healthier citizens, stronger local economies, and more durable landscapes. This makes the work broader than a farm memoir. It becomes a policy-minded and cultural argument for rebuilding trust between agriculture and society, with the farm presented as both an ecological unit and a community institution. In conclusion, A Bold Return to Giving a Damn will appeal most to readers interested in food systems, sustainable agriculture, animal welfare, environmental policy, and memoirs rooted in real work rather than self-help. It is especially useful for anyone who wants a plain-spoken account of how industrial farming evolved, why it remains vulnerable, and what regenerative farming looks like when applied at scale. Readers looking for a step-by-step technical manual may find it less detailed than specialized farming guides. But that is also part of its value. The book is strongest as a synthesis of lived experience, farm economics, and environmental critique. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is Harris's combination of insider credibility and historical perspective. He writes as someone who participated in the system he now criticizes, which gives the argument unusual force. The result is a book that informs, challenges assumptions, and reframes food not as a disposable commodity, but as a relationship among land, labor, animals, and community. If you would like to support Will Harris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.